Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Bob Morris is with us. He's not going to be a new friend for long. He has a lot of things to teach us. We're going to have him back again real soon. He's an independent management consultant, a very prolific reviewer of books on Amazon and other sites. And we're talking about the future of books, the future primarily of nonfiction. And again, Bob, I want to point out that I'm not talking about that we're not going to have physical books, we're going to have e-books. I'm talking about the way people consume information, significant, you know, information that's going to maybe change the way they think. You and I can both look back on our lives and say, okay, those three books changed my life. I have those books, don't you?
Oh, yeah, of course. And I heard a little piece of Steppenwolf of a Magic Carpet Ride. For me, books were a magic carpet that took me to all over the place, to ancient Rome or to Dickens's Christmas or whatever. But let's go back to the subject you raised earlier, though. It's one of great interest to me, and I really think this is going to be the future. You know, Gutenberg had a good run with the bound volume for about 570 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the bound volume, per se, even if it's packaged in an e-reader, that is not going to do it for a lot of small business owners, especially. Corporate executives will tell you they have the same problem. They don't have a lot of time. They don't have a lot of attention span. They're reading fewer and fewer books, per se. However, if you can put together a combination of a MOOC course material, think in terms of that.
Tell them what MOOC it is. MOOC is.
Well, it's massive open online
content.
Yeah, content, course. Actually, it's course. It's a course offered online. I'm saying, and there's not enough time to get into it, I'd be glad to chat with you some more about this off air, is that if you put together a combination, as you know, as you can see in some of these websites, you want a little bit more? Click here. You want a little bit more? Click here. Some of my reviews go 750 to 1,000 words. I'm trying to get the essence of each book review pinned down in my head, and that's the way. And then if you want to know more about it, click. And I'm the kinds of books I'm going to be writing next. I've written a few before. The ones I'm writing next are going to be the ones where a lot of it's going to be coordinated with my website. Is you can, if you want to know more about this, go here. If you want to know more about that, go there. We're going to have to figure out a way to become much more reader friendly.
And therefore, it'll all be digital. And you're talking about a book that will not be a physical book then, right?
Well, I'm talking about a combination, because you look at the series that Harvard Business Review Press comes up with. They have these anthologies of essays. That's one step in the right direction. But there are other formats that are available in print. And they travel well. You can highlight them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that with the electronic.
That's device. What I like about having a physical book. The books I read and that I love have post-it notes sticking out of them. The pages are dog-eared. They're highlighted all over the place. Notes in the margins.
Right. I'm saying the book that I've just read, the Age of the Customer, I'm saying that could be repackaged. Same content could be repackaged in a number of different ways, and a wider, a deeper market could then cherry pick what they need to the extent they
more,
need it.
Even though I have that book is available in all the e versions and in the hardback, there are other formats that we could use it in.
Oh yeah, you bet. Mm-hmm. And I think there's still going to be libraries that will continue to have hardbound volumes. You want to be represented there. I think it's a wonderful gift to give to your own customers, your own clients, your own favorite people.
That's still, by the way, we polled our audience. That's still something people like. They like receiving a gift of a book.
You bet.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is we have not done a very good job, I don't think, those of us who are as concerned as you are about the readability of what's being made available, we need to diversify it.
Mm-hmm.
We still need the hardbound volume.
So what would
we
that?
Need lots of other stuff.
So all right, let's go back to this hybrid thing you're talking about. So you're saying that in the digital version, which would give you all this interaction and all these alternatives, there would be a link to instead of footnoting, it would be a link to the footnoted article or maybe a video would you like to hear what Bob has to say about this topic in a 3-minute video he did or whatever.
You bet. Look at the TED programs. You can get the transcript. You can get the clips. You can get the lead-ins. There are all kinds of ways. Tell me more. The people out there who are still reading, and they read a lot, they're not reading bound volumes as much as they used to. That's for sure. We all know that. I'm saying if you can figure out a way to give them different ways to get to the key material and not waste their time with lots of footnotes. And you just said something a little while ago, it's very true. A lot of these people are writing books which are then required in business courses.
Yeah.
And they make a fortune. I know one professor at Northwestern told me he paid off 3 mortgages with one book.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're very profitable.
But the average person would have to slog through it because of the way it's written.
It wasn't written for the market you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's my point.
See,
coming up with some variations on this, you're going to find a huge market out there.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Bob, I need your website, please.
Mine?
Uh-huh. How would we find you?
BobMorris.biz.
BobMorris.biz, folks. Check that out. Yep. And we come back, we're going to get some more of Bob Morris's wisdom on the future of books after these messages. Maybe a little bit on the future of education, too. He's got some thoughts on that. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.